Today's Issues continues on AFR with your host, Ed Vitagliano.
And welcome back. Ed Vitagliano sitting in for Tim Wildman. He will be back here in this chair, the captain's chair, tomorrow. And I'm joined in studio, of course, by Walker Wildman, AFA Vice President of Operations. And now Steve Jordahl, reporter and news anchor for American Family News, stepping in, tag teaming with Fred Jackson, as he does most days when he's available, which is most days. Steve, welcome.
Good morning. And, you know, Walker, I've got a pain in my shoulder. I might need an operation. Should I come see you as Vice President of Operations?
Yes, I can give you some Tylenol and send you to the emergency room where you can get a free checkup.
Well, it's not that bad. I just want to consult.
Vice President. He wanted to try to work that joke in at some point.
Well,
I've been thinking of it for a whole 3 seconds.
Walker's been Vice President of Operations for a month or two now.
Yeah. So you may not want to rely on me.
Well, I was going to say, it took you all this time to come up with that joke?
Yeah. It did.
Okay.
Just happened
no
to me.
No wonder.
As I was
you look
here.
Like you've been thinking
no?
the yes. past few months.
So. No, not really.
All right. I'm sure you got some serious things to talk about, though.
Well, kind of. I've been thinking this morning about the cold. I know you guys talked a little bit about the polar vortex.
I just like saying it.
Polar vortex.
The vortex.
Say it in your radio voice. Polar vortex.
In a world. With a polar vortex. One man in a purple shirt.
That's right. It's not actually that funny in Chicago, where the city is dealing with lethal wind chill factors.
Yes,
I mean,
this
if
is
you're out
incredible.
for any number of minutes, lethal cold. And in fact, there's even some crooks that have been going after a particular brand of coat, holding people up at gunpoint on the streets of Chicago. And
robbing them of their coats.
Canadian Goose Down of some sort. Yeah.
Down jackets.
Yeah. So.
Yeah, they say frostbite in just minutes
up there
because of that wind.
Yeah, scary stuff. Well, the police in Champaign, Illinois are shaming a woman. They don't give her name yet because she hasn't been through the system, but we will know. This is a woman in Champaign who was pulled over on Market Street in the middle of a slushy, sleety road. She was pulled over for doing 115 in a 35 miles.
I didn't even know that was possible. You were talking about just a regular road.
It was Market Street. I don't know how big Market Street is in Champaign.
Better have been a long street.
My car wouldn't do 115 if you'd have to put jetpacks on it or something. I couldn't do 115 in my car.
That may be true, but the fact of the matter is, if it's 35, that means there are pedestrians. That's crazy.
Added the police #. That's go to jail speed.
Yeah,
so, that's, yeah.
Did she go to? Was she
absolutely
arrested?
Absolutely, she was arrested. Yeah, for dangerous driving.
And to top it all off, her taillight was out.
If you have to go, ma'am, do you know why I pulled you over?
probably not.
Or, ma'am, just get out of the car. You know why I'm here.
You know why I'm here.
And I wonder if she tried to pull the tear thing. She cried.
I'm late to work.
That's not going to work. That's a great point, Walker. Ma'am, do you know I pulled you over?
Yeah.
Well, no, officer.
No,
I have no idea.
Yeah.
Again, is the taillight out or something?
Yeah. President Trump having a little fun with this. He tweeted out this morning, in the beautiful Midwest, wind chill temperatures are reaching minus 60 degrees, the coldest ever recorded. In coming days, expected to get even colder. People cannot last outside even for minutes. What the heck is going on with global warming? Please come back fast. We need you.
Oh, man. I'm sure the people in the Midwest would like a little of that
there. Leave it to President Trump.
Yeah.
I got to tell you. So it's cold.
Yes, it is. Every once in a while, I just look at the chill map. I mean, and it's just, you got this dip coming down from Canada, of course.
Mm-hmm. Canadian polar vortex.
You got that dip, and it's... All the way down into Texas, it's in the 30s, and all the way to the Gulf Coast, it's 30s, high 20s. That's cold weather.
It was supposed to snow here last night, and I suppose I saw you guys on time at the meeting this morning, so you guys survived the blizzard of 19.
Yeah, we didn't get we got our hopes up You know, in the South, we get our hopes up if it's going to snow. In the North, they get mad when it snows. But, yeah, we got our hopes up. And then the weather the weather channel, the weather meteorologists got it wrong. Well, they got it wrong a couple of days ago. Then they corrected their predictions. But, yeah, I like a good snow about once a year. About 2 or 3 inches.
Yeah.
Great.
No work. You know, everything kind of shuts down.
Yeah, get 1 or 2 days off, and then we're good. We move
Spending so much time in Colorado Springs, I think it's probably the ideal place the way they have it there, because you get a lot of snow every year, but it's not the kind of snow that sticks around for 3 weeks.
Yeah.
It snows. It might warm up. They'll plow it all off the very day, and it'll be white for a while, but then it goes away, and then in another couple of weeks you get more snow. It's kind of cool.
All right, let's move
New
on.
York, we just talked not too long ago, I'm sure, about Andrew Cuomo, the governor there, who signed that just awful abortion bill into law that allows abortions up to the third trimester of pregnancy. And now he has signed another couple bills. He's put into law the Gender Expression Non-Discrimination Act. It adds gender identity and expression to existing prohibitions against discrimination in housing and employment. Likewise, makes violent crimes and threats against a person on the basis of their gender identity a hate crime. And then a second bill that prohibits mental health professionals from working to turn youth from homosexuality and transgenderism. But it just doesn't apply when the children are counseled to accept and support their transgenderism or gayness. That you can counsel them. You can't counsel them that there's a better way.
Well, and then Cuomo said to an audience of people as he prepared to sign these bills, he said, quote, "This, my friends, is New York at its best. It seems to me that the inmates are in charge of the asylum New York. I mean, they are just going stark raving mad." So I checked around. Now, I'm just going to say that as far as I know, there are no exceptions to this transgender law in terms of businesses and religious institutions.
There are for schools. I read the bill.
There are for Christian schools?
For religious schools. The bill says that we recognize that religious schools, people have the right to raise their children in religious schools however they want. But I didn't see anything for churches, for example, and certainly nothing that I saw for businesses who didn't like this, like there was a funeral home, I guess, a man came to dress as a woman the next day and took him to court. What I thought was interesting, there's two bills. The bills are sponsored by Senator Brad Holyman, who's from Manhattan and touts himself as the only openly LGBT member of the New York Senate, and Deborah Glick of Manhattan, who identifies herself as the only, the first openly lesbian member of the New York State Legislature. This was what Glick said. You cannot change who a person is.
What now?
Glick, the sponsor of this bill, says you cannot change who a person is. Well, the whole point of the bill is to allow a person to change who they are.
Right.
Valid.
So I don't know what she's – I think what she's trying to mean is you can change.
You can't change once you've changed.
Maybe.
As long as you're trending – to the transgender,
there you go.
Homosexual, sexual deviancy route,
right.
Then you can change,
you can
but
change.
No going back.
Well, yeah, unless you're fluid or something. But yeah, you cannot change who a person is. I thought, well.
So what is bound to happen? Oh, the only for Christian businesses. I guess we'll continue to check on Christian colleges and universities. That might
fall under the school exemption.
Yeah, we'll try to find out.
I can make a call.
Because this is very recent. But for Christian businesses, it doesn't matter. You are going to have to hire the guy in the wig and the dress. The only saving grace here is that transgenders are such a small percentage of the population. Most of them are probably not going to have to deal with someone with a man and a beard wanting to wear a lipstick and a dress.
Unless they pull a Jack Phillips.
That's
like
what I was going to say.
Baker in Colorado, and they target Christian businesses just for the heck of it.
Right.
Which is what they're known for doing. But I'm having a hard time grasping that our country's this far out of whack. I mean, I knew we were in some trouble, but I didn't know that we were in this kind of trouble. at the fact that these states, these are citizens. These are our neighbors, our coworkers. I'm talking broadly here. Mm-hmm. But that people like these policies. They go, oh, yeah, this is great. Let's kill babies up to 9 months. Matter of fact, I'm switching subjects, but still in New York, mm-hmm. let's kill babies if they're out of the womb, which is what the law does. It protects doctors, quote, doctors, who allow babies to die out of the womb. If the abortion goes wrong, baby comes out crying, we just leave it in the dumpster to die. Doctors get away with that, according right. to New York's new law. And then you have this going on where transgenders, basically businesses are forced to hire transgenders, because how's that going to work? Basically, transgenders can go, this is muddy waters. Transgenders can go, well, I didn't get hired, so I'm going to sue the business. Well, they could have not gotten hired for various reasons. Maybe right. their resume wasn't that good.
Right.
But they can claim, oh, well, I'm transgender. And so it's basically forced hiring on behalf of the government.
What you're seeing both in New York and in California, by the way, is the result of the 2018 midterms, where in California and New York, the liberal Democrats got such large majorities that there's no longer a Republican Party or conservatives in government to push back.
Because Republicans them. In the New York State Legislature had blocked this yes. transgender bill for whatever right. X number years. Of years, but they got tossed out.
And the same thing has happened. Republicans are just an afterthought. They're an asterisk in California.
Right.
They just, you know, your curiosity at most.
Well, this what's happened in California and has been happening
in the
California,
legislature.
In the legislature, yeah. but also in New York, folks, that is what progressives want nationwide.
Yes.
So you want to know what our country would look like. You just look at those two states, and no law, no measure, no resolution is too radical for these people.
It mm-hmm. still baffles me if I look at this logically, the dystopian type of culture that they're creating. Who could actually want that? I understand that they could talk themselves or they can figure how they want to have abortion legal and everything. But if you look at everything that they're doing, the strangeness that this country is becoming with the sexual license and deviation and making sure kids get all this indoctrination in school, I don't know that they see the end result, how this country is going to be. I don't understand how anybody could look at this and not see, like, halfway down the road to the danger that you're doing to kids.
Well, let me attempt an answer.
Please.
I mentioned this on the show yesterday. I don't know if it was in your segment or Fred's, but this is right out of the book of Romans chapter 1. This is people thinking themselves wise but becoming foolish. Their minds become darkened. And they begin going down a road, and they just can't see what's coming because they've lost all wisdom. The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. It's the beginning of understanding. And they have no understanding and wisdom. And they keep getting darker and darker and darker, this downward spiral into idolatry, into wickedness. And they become less and less able to see the danger they're in. I mean, I agree, Steve. They're not seeing what the unintended consequences are, but they don't care because they can't care. They don't get it.
Right.
And once you become an idolater, Romans 1 says this is the downward spiral.
They
and
give
God
it over.
God gives them over to it.
Well, God help our country. I don't
yes.
want our country given over to it.
No. Christians pray, and Christians, you better live what the book says.
Mm-hmm.
Because
yeah.
we all, myself included, We've all heard of, for example, ministers who start going off the deep end, you know, and Jen Hatmaker and some of these other, Rachel Held Evans, you know, Jen Hatmaker's, her and her husband, he pastors a church, you know. If some of our listeners know who Jen Hatmaker is, very popular Bible teacher in favor of gay marriage. It can happen to anyone.
Right.
And Christians have to build their lives on the book, on solid ground, on the words of Jesus, mm-hmm. or we too can be deceived and deluded. And Paul says, let no man be deceived. Okay, God is not mocked. Mm-hmm. All right, this is 2 days in a row I preached.
There you go, even so come quickly,
good.
Lord Jesus.
Yeah.
All right, let's move.
You guys talked about Howard Schultz, the former mm-hmm. CEO of Starbucks. Who's at a town hall the other day, and he's got the Democrats riled up. I want you to hear what happened at this town hall where he's telling people that he's considering running. This is what happened. Cut nine.
I am seriously considering running for president as a centrist independent. And I wanted to clarify the word independent, which I view merely as a designation on the ballot.
And don't help elect Trump, you egotistical billionaire.
Don't help elect Trump.
That's funny. This is funny watching the left get upset because someone dare run not in their party.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know?
Now, is he? He's still just in the considering phase, right?
Yes, as far as I know, he hasn't
announced. I thought he.
Did he announce?
I don't know.
I don't know. It just he was there saying, "I'm considering running."
As far as I.
Well, he sure has been teasing it. If he hasn't officially announced yet.
So here's the thing: he can't run, but this is what he might be able to do.
He can't run.
I mean, he can't win. A third as party candidate as an independent,
I think that's a fair analysis.
I don't think it's going to happen.
Well, unless an independent candidate can't win until one does.
True.
President hasn't won.
Right.
President Trump was as close to an independent candidate, even though he was running on the Republican banner. He was certainly not
a Republican.
Republican down the line. But what I think a candidacy like Schultz can do is if he gets in the race and he starts drawing a percentage in the polls. He is going to draw the Democrat Party, the candidates, back to the center.
Yeah, that's how typically a third-party candidate works, but I don't think it works in the Democratic Party because I seriously think the radicals have taken over. Well, I don't think they can pull – I don't think at this point someone like Howard Schultz can pull the Democratic Party back from the Ocasio-Cortez wing of the Democratic Party.
They'll destroy him.
Who knows how this kind of thing works out? Here's why most independent candidates can't win, okay? Not only are you up against both parties' machinery and the expectation that people, low-information voters, are going to go, okay, I usually vote Republican, I usually vote Democrat, who's this? They're not paying attention. They don't even know who the guy is with the I beside his name. But if you win as an independent, what do you do with Congress? Now you've got two parties against you. You see how President Trump has a hard time getting Republicans on board for this, but certainly can't get Democrats on board. So even if you win, now instead of having one opposing party in Congress, you get two. That's the problem, I think, historically for independents.
All of a sudden, you're in the position that England and some of these other countries are, where you have to put together a governing coalition.
Right.
You grab the centrists from the Democrats, you grab the liberal Republicans, and you say we're going to, hopefully get a majority here so we can do something.
Yeah, the Democrat establishment is going to completely destroy Schultz from a PR standpoint, and who knows, they may run smear campaigns against him like they've done others. But they don't like the Democrat establishment, just like the Republican establishment. They don't like the new kid on the block. They don't like new guys walking in and trying to take the spotlight and draw Democrat voters away from the Democrat establishment. So this is going to be an interesting fight.
I think you're right.
Schultz probably agrees with the Democrats on virtually everything, maybe not on the debt and a few other things, but social policies, et cetera. They probably all agree on that. I mean, he did head up Starbucks. They opened their bathrooms to, quote, transgenders and all those other things. So, but they're not going to like the fact that he's going to come in and he's going to have nice headlines.
Mm-hmm.
He's got money. So
to your point, I don't think he can win. But if the Democrats decide to persist in their leftward sprint and they pillory this guy and knock him out of the race, that I put money on it right now, if I bet, and I don't, that that will sign the death warrant for any Democrat candidate because America is not as left as the Democrats are running. They just aren't.
And that's what he said.
Right.
He said most Americans don't want 70% income tax. They don't agree with all these leftist policies, and neither do I. His argument is the Democratic Party in the last half decade has left me.
Yeah.
That's why I'm running as an independent.
Mm. And to your point, Walker, about not liking new people,
yeah.
Democrats, there are rumors and in talking up on the Hill that the Democrats might run someone to primary Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in New York.
That's hilarious.
It is hilarious, but you know, this is the problem with Washington. And I don't agree with Ocasio-Cortez on virtually any of her policy proposals. They're awful. And some of them actually are misinformed. She doesn't know what she's talking about on some of the stuff. But the one thing that I do, I kind of sympathize with her, is she's being pushed out of the Democrat Party as if it's kind of a wacko bird just because she's new. Because she's new and she's actually honest with her policy proposals. The vast majority of the Democrat Party agrees with everything she says. Medicare for all, $40 trillion, whatever, let's do it. The vast majority of Democrats agree with that. They just don't want to say it like that.
Yep.
They want to couch it as something a little that sounds a little better to the
public.
But
now I will say this, too. She's asked for this talk. And
yes.
This is just people, you know, don't quote me on this kind of thing, unnamed sources within the Democratic Party. But she has earned some of this blowback because she has allied herself with a progressive group that wants to primary the establishment Democrats.
Yes.
She's
so in
that,
a sense,
yeah.
She has caused this blowback.
Them.
Yes.
And do you think walking into Nancy Pelosi's office on her first day in Washington before she's ever sworn into anything and protesting maybe didn't get her on the good side of somebody? This is what this unnamed guy that you're talking about says. He said, I have recommended to you, the New York delegation, that you find her a primary opponent. You've got numerous council people and state legislators who've been waiting 20 years for that seat. The swamp doesn't like her.
Yes, and that's kind of why I have a little bit of sympathy for her, because that's what's wrong with Washington, is the idea that, you got to wait 30 years.
Right.
And
pay your dues.
To earn your spot up here, and then by the time you get here, you're a part of the swamp, and nobody's there to fix the problems.
Right.
So, anyways.
Right. I want to end with something. I want to introduce you guys to Peter Hounds Emery. He's 56-year-old. He is from Florida, and he went in to a lockbox in Pinellas Park, and he stole some drugs.
Lockbox? No, what's a lockbox?
It's like a locker someone had. Went into this friend's home and he got OxyContin or hydrocodone, the powerful, but he didn't. He thought he was getting hydrocodone, but it turns out he stole some over-the-counter laxatives,
thinking that they were drugs of a more hallucinogenic, or something.
Yes.
Nature.
So he did all that for basically nothing.
Yeah, he got less than he bargained for, apparently. So anyway, the cops recorded him on a video camera entering the victim's lockbox, selecting a pill bottle, pouring the pills into his hand, and leaving. I don't know how they caught. I mean, they caught him because of the video. I don't know if he was in some distress when they caught him or not.
Listen, my mind is going 100 miles an hour to come up with a radio, a public radio's
appropriate
joke. But listen. Your sins will find you out. Let me just say this. The Bible says your sins will find you out.
Yeah.
This is one case in which that would undeniably be true. I'm gonna forego all the other kinds of things that could be said.
You don't think he went before the judge and came clean?
Oh, now see, that's exactly what I was trying to avoid.
Oh, okay.
No, I had some other thing. You're trying to sucker me into covering up for you there, but
Polar vortex.
The polar vortex. Well, anyway, your sins will find you out, folks, and that is perfect demonstration of that. All right. Well, that's all the time we have for news of the day. This has been your Tuesday edition of Today's Issues. Tomorrow, Tim Wildman will be back hosting the show, and we'll be by his side, letting you know what's going on here and abroad. More great programming directly ahead on American Family Radio. Please stay tuned. God bless you.